I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And that is your host, Motown.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your co-captain for today's flight, Motown Maurice. Thank you. Your captain for today's flight has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, and if you haven't done so, please do it now. Yes, this is a one-stop flight that will be traveling through hip-hop's indigenous roots. And the name of this flight is called Afroflow, meaning flowing through Africa. So sit back and relax, because your captain was born in Ethiopia, which is considered by many as the capital of Africa. Your captain is also an independent recording artist and the creator of Afroflow. So please, put your hands together for your captain, and do remember that this is a non-smoking flight. Put your hands together for your captain, Mike Ellison, better known as Mike E. Mike, how you doing, brother?
Motel Maurice, how you doing, bro? I'm good.
Hey, I'm good. I'm ready for you to, you know, take me through Africa. Travel with me, brother. Take me through the motherland. You know what? On a personal note, I want to go to the motherland so bad. It's a long flight. Man, how do you do it?
Oh, man, it's not too bad. Ethiopian Airlines has a direct flight from D.C. right into Addis Ababa, man. It's a great experience.
Fantastic.
It's about,
I got
know, 8-9 hours. It's not bad.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. It's a direct flight. Most times when I hear about people flying, they talking about 20-hour flights and, like, whoa, that's pretty deep. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, but they do have flights like that that take that amount of time, but they have some direct ones. But you know what, man? It's actually, it's a beautiful thing. I've taken a lot of groups to Ethiopia, and, you know, the perceptions they have of Africa. Ethiopia actually has one of the finest airlines in the world. And so when it's an experience to see African pilots, co-pilots, you know, the flight attendants, it's not what you normally think about, you know?
Yes, you remind me of the first time that Muhammad Ali took a trip to Africa, and he saw some African pilots, and he was wild by that, because, like, in America at that time, there ain't no black pilots, but, you know, fantastic. So, before we get into your album Afroflow, I definitely want to, you know, get into the heart of Africa a little bit more, and your upbringing in Ethiopia, and how that has influenced you as an artist today.
Well, yeah, my father was working in Ethiopia, which is why I was born there. And then, you know, we got back to the States. You know, for as long as I can remember, my mother just always said, you're my Ethiopian child, you're my African child, you were born in Ethiopia for a reason. And so that always gave me a place to, you know, call home and identify with. And as you know, Motown Maurice, a lot of us here, we say African-American, but we don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're searching for roots. So for me, it kept me grounded, man. And then as I started learning more about the music, the history, the culture, it captivated me, really influenced a lot of what I was creating musically at the time.
Fantastic. So from based off of what you're saying, that you're a recording artist, and was your music always grounded in African roots, or how did you start off as an artist?
Well, you know what? I mean, I started, like most artists, as a fan. You know, I grew up in a small town in Virginia, but all my family was from Queens, New York. So I used to spend summers up there. But You know, to be honest with you, when you're imitating what you see, it's not authentic. When you're not engrossed in the culture or the environment, it comes off as very inauthentic. So for a lot of the years, I struggled to find my voice. And then coming to Detroit, where I'm based now, there's so much music and culture that it helped me, you know, develop how I wanted to present myself, and then life experiences influences your art. And then I started traveling, going back to Ethiopia the past 7-8 years, getting exposed to that music and that culture. And so, you know, that whole combination of going from Ethiopia to Detroit and back kind of helped me identify my lane and my purpose.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a nice passage that you've been through when I think about it. I mean, you're talking about Detroit, the heart and home of Motown Records. Then you travel into Africa and back and forth. That's right there. You can't help but produce great music through that travel, that channel.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an incredible legacy we have here, you know, in Detroit. And I came here, like I said, from being from a small town, just in awe of all the artistry here. And so, you know, once I could connect the dots between what I was learning and being influenced by here in Detroit and then what I experienced in Ethiopia, you know, the rest was just a matter of application, man, and focusing on artistry over industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get so caught up in what industry dictates, but when you can marry your artistry with purpose, I mean, we've been able to use music as a platform to build clinics, to raise support for, you know, children who've been orphaned by HIV/AIDS. We've done independent tours here in the U.S. using music as a platform to raise awareness around cancer and tobacco cessation. As you mentioned, this is a smoke-free flight. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's been a beautiful thing when you can marry artistry to purpose.
Fantastic. That is completely fantastic. Wow. So Afroflow, this is your first album. To my understanding, you have two albums. Tell me a little bit about Afroflow, and then we're going to get to one of the songs.
Well, you know, Afroflow is more of a concept than it is a sound. And it's just to make people remember that this music we call hip-hop, and not just hip-hop, rock and roll, pop music, all of that, it has roots in Africa. You know, we're not a rootless people. And so it's really more of a concept and an approach to making music and remember that this has a root.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a root, you know, there's a base that you're not going to stray too far from. You know, I support every artist's right to say what he or she feels. But on an Afroflow record, you're not going to hear material that, in my mind, promotes and provokes genocide. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So it's a base that you're not going straight too far from, as opposed to just a certain style of music. And, like, the music you're going to play, most people wouldn't consider African. But if you listen to the subject matter and what it's saying, it's dealing with those issues, and there's a broader sense of African music other than just overt drums and you know, percussion instruments that people would expect to hear out of Africa.
Fantastic. So on a parallel perspective, as you know, in modern times right now, you are considered the rapper, but in ancient African times, who would you be considered to as?
Well, if I had the wisdom and experience, I would be considered a griot, you know. And a griot is charged with the oral history of the family, with educating and inspiring his village or family or circle, you know. So when you have a microphone, that's a mouthpiece, and you have an audience, you know, that's a lot of responsibility if you respect the influence that it can have on people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So the griot was very highly respected in African culture.
Yeah, it was and still is. I mean, see, here's the thing, right? We say Africa, there's no one ubiquitous African culture. You're talking about 55 different countries who, if you go way, way, way back, they didn't even consider themselves countries. You had different villages, clans, tribes. So there's a lot of different cultures on this rich continent we call Africa. You know, so there's no one ubiquitous African, you know, culture. What they do in West Africa, there's going to be a similarity to what's happening in East Africa, but it's not all the same. You're talking about different languages, customs, food, the way they dress. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in all of these cultures, what's consistent is the importance of the drum, the importance of music as a form of expression, and the respect for elders, his respect for ancestors, you know, for knowledge, for fruits, if you will, that are passed on from generation to generation.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, I want to get right into your track. The first track that I got here is called It Makes You Feel Good. What's that about? Set that up for the audience, please.
Well, one, it makes me feel good because, I mean, it's a collaboration with an incredible Detroit artist named Elle Renee. So her voice just makes you feel good, number one. But it's about mind traveling. You know, it's taking yourself out of your immediate circumstances and environment and traveling the world through the mind and seeing all these different places and this whole notion of connectivity. But then it's also, you know, for people who really study, there's some history in there. Like, you know, I mentioned the Sudanese pyramids. A lot of people don't know that there are more pyramids in the Sudan than in Egypt, and older pyramids. These are Nubian people. So you say something where somebody might hear is, oh, Sudanese pyramids, I never heard of that, you know. So they Google it, look it up, and that takes them down a path to some learning.
I was chilling on the moon with vanilla on a spoon that I scooped out the Milky Way galaxy. Laid it in the crater, percolated with the flavor that I brought from Sadama, Ethiopia. Sipping out the big dipper like my grandpa, rocking on the dock of St. Croix. Sleeping on the rain cloud, blew a kiss to the earth, then the sun came out. Yeah. When you let your mind go, let it shine like gold. And you can find it in your soul. I fixed the nose on the fake toe, clothes for some mink out of human hair, tell me what you think. I meditate on my Vesuvius, playing hide and seek beneath the Sudanese pyramids. Camping out in Cambodia, removing landmines in my spare time, watch this. I dove over Hoover Dam, swam the Panama Canal like a child, Aquaman style. Yeah, when you climb through the dark, and let your mind be the spark, and you can find it in your heart. Mud bathing in Bahia, wash it off in the falls called Mosiatania, Zambia. Climbing eucalyptus limbs on the Yucatan Peninsula, the view is like cinema. Jump roping in the jungle where Muhammad had to rumble, Kinshasa, I'm proper. I dropped the jewel in Jakarta, started hugging the untouchables. All of us are lovable, it's real. Yeah. When you transcend self, and then you redefine well, and you ascend a new realm. And then you climb through the dark, and let your mind be the spark, and you can find it in your heart. When you let your mind go, and let it shine like gold, and you can find it in your soul. When you transcend self, when you transcend self, when you transcend self.
Give it up for Make You Feel Good. Give it up. To all the viewers, we want to apologize for that little technical difficulty, but it happens. But we're moving on, and we're going to keep this flight going. Every now and then you get a little turbulence, right? 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 Isn't that right,
it's
Captain?
All good. Yeah, you get turbulence every now and then. When you're traveling internationally, it's bound to happen.
Exactly, exactly. I love that track. I mean, it's definitely a make you feel good music type track, and I enjoy that. Is that kind of like what all your music is about? It's just trying to make people feel good?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, anytime you rhyme, they're gonna call it hip hop, and we can have a debate about what's rap or what's hip hop, but you know, man. Brothers want to be so hard all the time and maintain that posture, but, you know, man, I like to smile. You know what I'm saying? I like to smile and, you know, make people happy, make people feel good. When you're dealing with issues of trying to, you know, people who've lost their parents, and you're talking about cancer and the various things we've been involved in, you know, nobody wants to hear about I'll bust a cap in your tail, you know what I mean?
That is true. That is so true. Fantastic.
Yes.
So when you I'm looking at some of your pictures and I'm like, wow, you have a following in Ethiopia. I'm seeing thousands of people that are listening to you perform and watching you perform. So what is the experience like? I mean, is everybody dancing to your music? Are you dancing? You know, what is it like?
Man, the motherland is special, period. I mean, any place you can go in Africa, when you land, you just want to kiss the ground. You could just, it feels different. And for me, to be in Ethiopia, be embraced by the people, and, you know, we doing cultural dances and they're just enjoying it. It's an overwhelming feeling, man. It's because it's all based on the love. You know, it's not based on hype or a marketing campaign, promotional campaign. If you do something that speaks to the people's hearts and minds and they connect with you, it's just a beautiful, organic feeling.
Fantastic. Africa. Gotta go there. Now, you said something to me that opened my mind a little bit. You talked about the middle passage and through the anguish and pain, and through the anguish and pain, basically a lot of the sounds that we listen to was born. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, people forget the middle passage, but, I mean, that's basically when they cram people into the halls of, you know, dark and ugly ships, and people were on top of each other and just inhumane conditions. And, you know, the people who survived that were the strongest of the strong, but there's a lot of pain. I mean, there's the pain of that journey, the pain of being torn from your culture, your homeland, your language, your family, and then the brutal conditions that people were subject to here in this country. That's a lot of pain. And so, you know, that's what you hear in what they call the Negro spirituals, which leads to things like the blues, which is the root of rock and roll, R&B, you know, hip-hop, all of that. And so that pain, and even in the realm of hip-hop, as much as people don't always want to hear about somebody busting a cap, at the same time, when you hear what people consider to be negative lyrics coming out of hip-hop, that's pain. I mean, you got people living in projects that have inhumane conditions. You have people with no opportunities, with issues with schools and, you know, figuring out what meal they're going to eat. It's not just in so-called developing countries. So sometimes when you hear rappers say things that if you live in a beautiful home with a manicured lawn, you're going to view as negative, for them that's just reality. And you can't tell people they don't have a right to speak their reality, you know.
That is true. Speaking of hip-hop, what's your perspective on hip-hop? Are you real critical about mainstream hip-hop? Most conscious people that I know, they're totally against hip-hop in the mainstream perspective completely. So what's your outlook on that?
Well, number one, hip-hop isn't in the mainstream, right? Because, I mean, you know, hip-hop is a culture, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, unless you hear, you know, Kool Herc on the radio, hip-hop isn't in the mainstream. For those who don't know, Kool Herc is considered the founding father of hip-hop. So, you know, hip-hop really isn't in the mainstream. And that's not knocking, like, what Eminem, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Kanye does. You have that. But hip-hop is more expansive, right? Like here in Detroit, we have a crew called Hardcore Detroit. Haleem Rasool, also known as String. You know, I'm not seeing him in mainstream with his B-boy crew. I'm not seeing, you know, the DJ battles that you used to have. So I'm not saying that hip-hop needs to stay there, but I'm just telling you, like, the elements of hip-hop, the whole culture, the five elements are not always represented in mainstream. Now, as it relates to the music that we consider hip-hop that's playing in the mainstream, I'm not nearly as critical as I used to be, man, because who am I to say what makes you feel good? Who am I to say what feeds your soul, what feeds your spirit, you know, motivates you if you're a kid to go to school or motivates you to go to work and feed your family? You know, being an artist is hard enough. Artistry has enough enemies, so I'm not out here to knock anybody for doing what they do.
Fantastic. You know, the more I hear you speak, you remind me so much of Malcolm X. You know, earlier Malcolm and later Malcolm, because, you know, he went through that transition. Seriously. You know Malcolm when he was with the Nation of Islam, and you also know Malcolm when he was dismissed from the Nation of Islam and he traveled to Mecca and he found himself and he embraced different cultures. And that's like the same path for many young black males, you know, as we travel through these channels of consciousness, trying to find ourselves and who we are, you know, on this earth. But so much of what you say just reminds me of Malcolm. Have you heard that before?
I don't know about that. Well, that's a huge compliment, man. You know, I have an aunt that calls me, instead of Malcolm X, she calls me Michael Y. but it's usually like Michael Y. You know,
I had
a chance to play a Malcolm or a Black Panther Bobby Seale type character in a film this summer, so we'll see.
Okay, it's all resonating. It's all part of you, man. It's all in your bloodstreams. I feel it.
Yeah.
I love it. You might have to hit up Spike Lee and do another a relaunch of Malcolm X. I like it.
Why not? You know what? I mean, I don't think anybody can outdo Denzel. Denzel was Malcolm. So as long as I be one of the brothers in the back, but you're not going to charge me with trying to be Malcolm.
Oh, man. I mean, that Malcolm X was so well done. That's actually my favorite movie. But at the same time, there's so much more to his story that can be told, you know, not just in that one film. So, hey, you might be the right candidate, brother.
All right, we'll see, man.
So, we'll see. So talk about this next track we're going to play, Let Me Fly. What's that about?
Let Me Fly is, and again, in a strange way, people would recognize it's African because there was a whole period of Ethio jazz that was, see, this shows you the influence, right? Because jazz is a combination of so many different elements, but the African influence on the creation of jazz can't be denied. So then you have artists like, you know, whether it's Parker or Coltrane, you know, and then you have Africans back on the continent hearing this music and doing their twist on that music and their twist on James Brown. So the track you go hear, Let Me Fly, there are elements that come from that period of Ethio jazz in the 70s. So, you know, musically, there's an African connection. As far as content, it's just about shedding shackles and restraints. You know, we live in such a fear-based society, and technology can be a beautiful thing, the way you and I are talking, but it's also used as a way to manipulate people. So Let Me Fly, in a lot of ways, is about that.
And you hit it. I hope someone that's listening, I hope many people are listening, get the message of what you're saying, because technology, indeed, it can be a tool that could advance you to higher heights. But if you don't know how to use it or you misuse it, man, it can certainly shackle you. So I'm looking forward to hearing this track. Well said, brother. Well said.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, your captain is introducing Let Me Fly. So listen up and buckle your seatbelt.
Yo, who the hell are they? They always got something to say. Always got something to do. Something to prove. Keeping up with truth. I hear they got eyes in the air. Is that why you care? Some claim they control the time. I believe they control your mind, man. To the grief and the stress on the street, let it go. Let it high. On the love and the drums and the vibe, let it die. I see plastic hearts, silicone souls. I'm blasting off. Who's running the road? You punch the clock, kick the cue. The job's a rock, but it gives you the blues. Forget about them, who the hell is you? Whatever they say, what you gonna do? Who you gonna be? How you wanna live? You wanna get free? It is what it is. Through the chest of the street, let it go.
Let it high.
On the love and the drums and the vibe, let it ride.
Let it fly.
On the bass, on the horn, on the phone, I'm gone. Y'all wanna imitate energy. Y'all wanna simulate synergy. Y'all wanna microwave memories. I wanna feel something real. Y'all wanna litigate life. Y'all wanna suffocate sound. Y'all wanna legislate life.
I need
some I'm Jay today, Tucson tomorrow. Red Cloud stepping out of Monte Carlo. Malcolm next week, Martin next month. Found a fresh beat, spark the next one. Get off the blessed one, you got me? Messiah warrior, fear none, here I come. Hopping up and down on the cloud with my crown and my sound profound. Break it down, hit me now.
Take a vibe.
To the grief and the stress of the street, let it go.
Let it high.
On the love and the drums and the vibe, let it die.
Let me fly.
On the bass, on the horn, on the phone, I'm gone. They cut them down, breaking them up to break it down, but don't make a sound. Shaking them up to shut them down, laying the cut to cut them down, breaking them up to break it down.
Don't make a sound.
We upload lies, download doubt. Hands in the web, hands on the mouse. Clowns wanna browse and program fear. But you're dealing with a grown man here. I don't care about aliens, don't tell a bookie man. I came in a coach, ain't playing with a rookie man. You rolling with a vet, you won't ever sweat over color coded threats.
Take a bow
to the grief and the stress.
Let me high
on the love and the drums.
Let me fly
on the bass.
Yeah, let me fly. That sounds like a good track I can shoulder shake to. That's a good shoulder shaking track. What you think?
You can do your thing to that Motown, Maurice.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't much on the 1-2 steps or any steps at all, but I can shoulder shake to that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You all neighborhood with the shoulder shake, huh?
I'm all neighborhood. Hey, man, we're running out of time, but tell me about some of these projects you got coming up. I know you said you got a new solo project. You got a song with Rwanda's most popular singer coming out. You got to get me in on the scoop. Come on.
All right, well, in a few days, actually, we're announcing it for the first time on your show, but in a few days, we're going to release a song to the Rwandese people with an artist called The Ben Mugisha. And so that'll be out in a few days. You'll catch it on Facebook. And then I have a new solo project that's coming late in 2012 and a couple films that we did this year that I look forward to coming out. I mentioned the Black Panther piece. It's a film called AWOL. Really
nice.
Looking forward to that. And, yeah, man, just keeping it moving.
I see that. Keeping it moving. Keeping it moving. And keeping the people involved at the same time and doing much for the people. Hey, man, I really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of everybody. I hope to follow your footsteps to go out there into the motherland and help out our people as much as I can. So you're a role model to me and a mentor because, you know, you ain't talking about it. You're doing it. So keep it up, man. Keep it up.
I appreciate it, man. We're just doing the best we can. And I want to say to the audience, too, it's not just about the motherland. It's about people, all people. It's not any one exclusive group of people. At the end of the day, we all talking about hearts and minds, and that's all we're about, you know. And if people want to keep up with us and find out more, they can catch it at afroflow.com. And, yeah, man, I appreciate the platform you give me, Motown Maurice.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's all about hearts and minds. What do you want people to discover from your music after they listen to Afroflow 1 or 2 or any of your projects? What do you want them to discover?
Man, ideal, I want them to discover their own voice, you know. Everybody has it. Nobody can tell you their own unique story. You know, I have a saying, nobody can help everybody, but everybody can help somebody.
Mm.
So I just want people to walk away with that feeling that they're empowered, that they're a little bit enlightened, and maybe they take a look at the world and people through a different lens and see them differently, man. So, you know, see the humanity in people, particularly as it relates to Africa. Everything that they portray about the motherland is negative, and so we, if we can change that perception one person at a time, that'd be beautiful.
One person at a time, indeed. And we're going to start right here on this show. So thank you very much. You've already started, my brother. You've already started. So I'm going to do my part. And everybody listening, please do your part. Mike Ellison, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. You got time maybe for one more question? I know you got to go. You busy?
Nah, you know I do. You know I do. Go ahead, shoot.
All right. Thank you for your extra time. I really appreciate it. You know, there's this guy talking about he's the future of late night television. I don't know if you watch late night. I like to watch late night. But there's this rumor going around the internet saying this guy's the future of late night television. You happen to know who that is?
No question. No question. The future late night television is my man Motown Maurice.
Yeah, baby. That's me.
That's you. That's you, man.
That is me. Thank you very much, Mike E. Mike Ellison, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Pub your website one more time, why don't you?
It's afroflow.com. And, yeah, man, I mean that. Listen, for your listeners who don't know, this cat, Motown Maurice, is relentless. He's persistent. He's a hardworking cat. And that's what it takes. So I don't doubt that you're the future late night TV. So when you get big time, remember the early interview. Make sure you give me a good spot, man.
Indeed I will. Indeed I will. Thank you so much for being a part of this history and continuing to make a difference for all people, hearts and minds. Thank you very much, Mike. Until next time,
peace,
brother. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out afroflow.com and check out his latest project, his upcoming project, and his tours. My man is well-respected in Ethiopia, and you got to be a part of this whole movement. Much love to you, Mike. Anything I can do to help, just let me know. This is Motown Maurice signing out on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Make sure you tune in tomorrow and check out some of the previous episodes. You can also check me out at MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late night talk show host. Take care. Peace. One love.